Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Hello, Crystal. My name is Frank Armeo, and I don't know if you're aware of the conversation I had with the previous woman I spoke to. Are you aware of that?
Yes, sir. Let's pull up the account. She did send me some notes here. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
Frank Armeo, A-R-M-A-O.
Thank you, sir. And it's a good address, the 960 Harrison Mill Street, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That's correct, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And I do see you called in wanting to cancel account, and you said you did not make these charges. Was that correct?
I did not make these charges. There's two charges I see on my account, one for $54.89, and the other one is for $59.89, and I don't have these. I was given a description by the previous woman as to what they are, and she said something about a Dyson vacuum. She said, you ordered a Dyson vacuum. I did not order a Dyson vacuum. There is no one else in this house that would have done that. There was no one else that has access to my credit card. There's no one else who is authorized to use my credit card. So I don't understand how this got on there, and I strongly believe that this is a fraudulent practice. There was, I don't know how you got this number, and I don't know how you could do this. You know,
okay, yes, sir. I see the $59.89 for the Bitesub app, and it does look like whoever did this did enter a sweepstakes to possibly win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And when they did, this app came with it. But I see on April 29th, someone called in and said they were you, and they canceled the account, and they refunded it $54.89. So that's your refund, the $54.89, because there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee off the $59.89, sir. But your account has been canceled and refunded already.
So on 429, you just stated that there was a charge of $59.89 and it was refunded.
Well, actually, it was $428. You were charged the $59.89. But someone called in on 429 the next day around 1:25 p.m. And they canceled the account.
Okay.
And they refunded you the $54.89.
So they refunded. Okay. Yeah, I see that. The charge of $59.89. Transaction ID, it says 1997. It says transaction categories. It says clothing. So this has nothing to do with a vacuum. Or
yes, sir.
Anything.
The way they coded on the statement is not the product name. It's like a corporation that's charging you. It's like when you go to a gas station and it doesn't show up Texaco on your statement. It shows up like store number so-and-so.
Well, you're saying that it's been refunded. Is that what you're saying? Let me look at this here. It says four posting date. It says 5/4/22 transaction ID number 2000. That was the refund, the $54.89.
Yes, sir, because it was issued on April 29th, and it takes 3 to 5 business days to come back. So you said that happened on 5/4.
It says here 5/4.
Yes, sir. That would be the date the refund would have came back, since it could take up to 5 business days.
So that's the refund.
Yes, sir.
And the $5 charge, you said there's a processing fee of $5.
Yes, sir.
Why am I being charged $5 for something that I didn't authorize and order?
No problem. I'm going to go ahead and refund you the other. I'm $5 now, sir. No problem. Let's do that for you now. Your refund of $5. I'm going to have to send it over to my supervisor. It looks like that transaction has already settled. So since it won't let me, I'm going to go here and I'm going to ask my supervisor to please refund you the $5 since, do you have an email address that's armaofrank0@gmail.com also?
Correct.
Okay, yes, sir. So you don't recall entering that sweepstakes to possibly win that Dyson vacuum? So this is definitely fraud?
No, that's definitely fraud. I have not authorized any, because I don't normally do that. That's not what I, you know, I don't do those things. I just don't. And because of reasons like this, you know, and I don't put my credit card number out there on the internet through internet transactions. I don't do that. That's just not a practice that I follow.
So, okay, yes, sir. So your $5 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled and there'll be no more charges, sir.
And there'll be no more charges for anything from this company. This company is called Balanced H.
No, sir. I can't guarantee how it's going to come back in your account and under what name. They don't let me see how it is on your statement, so I have no idea.
So, I get billed. A charge is made to my account by a company that you represent that you don't know. You don't have any idea who this company is?
Yes, sir. The name on your statement is not the company name. I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent 400 different companies, and the way they are coded on the statement is definitely not any of the product name. I can't even see that. So it's just going to be a $5 refund coming back in your account.
And this is not going to happen again.
No, sir. Your account's been canceled since April 29th. You would have been charged if it was going to happen again on May 29th.
Well, why am I getting another charge that just recently came through from this company that has the same phone number as your company? And it's for $39.99.
Okay, see, that's not our company. We don't have a charge for $39.99, sir.
You don't? All your charges are the same? Are the same amount?
Yes, sir. All of our charges are $59.89 here for this company. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So are you going to give me some kind of confirmation number or something?
Yes, sir. It's the same confirmation number from last time. It just updates. It's C as in Charlie, 92 06 78 38 0. Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with today, please?
Is that the entire number?
Yes, sir.
Is it C as in Charlie, 92067838 0?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Crystal.
Crystal. Okay, I hope that this ends, and I hope this is the end of it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, sir. Bye-bye.